My ass exploded this morning.
Yeah, it did.
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do.
You know, every once in a while we all have diarrhea, especially you who has IBS.
Yeah. It's funny. I think this might be payback for the time that Daniel shit his pants on the way home. And then when he talked about it, when we recorded a podcast episode, I used it as the cold open. And so now that I've shit my pants,
you have to use it.
I have to. It's only fair.
Hello, hello, and welcome to one of our recap episodes where we go absolutely cuckoo bananas watching Degrassi The Next Generation from beginning to end. I'm your host, Keely Bell, and join me every other week with Ezra Parter as we watch these characters do whatever it takes and make it through.
Welcome back to Cuckoo Bananas! Exclamation point, a Degrassi colon, The Next Generation podcast.
Cast.
I am your host, Keely Bell, and I'm here with...
Hello, my name is Ezra Parter, and I'm here to say I'm here.
You did that last week.
Did I?
Kind of.
Okay, let's do something else. Hi, I'm Ezra.
Yeah, I know I promised last week that I would have a character analysis episode of Riley Stavros this week, but there has been a storm in California.
The storm has come and taken Daniel.
Daniel is trapped at his parents' house.
Daniel is a child of the storm now. Daniel lives in the clouds, and when he cries, it makes rain.
Yeah, so Daniel and I could not get in the same room to record the Riley episode this week before the holidays, so we will try and do that next week. But until then, I am also trapped at my soon-to-be permanent home with permanent. My soon-to-be permanent roommate.
Permanent.
Yeah.
Such a strong choice of words.
Well, you know, once I move here, we said I'm going to change my like billing address to this place.
Oh, yeah.
But it's only been my parents' address for like as long as I've had a credit card.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm honored.
So
it really is like the patriarchal, like you're moving from your dad's billing address to my billing address.
Yeah. My dad is giving me away.
Even though I never asked him for permission.
Yeah. God.
It's okay. I got him a good Christmas present.
I can't go into too much detail on the pod, but do you remember what happened immediately after we recorded last week's episode of the pod?
Of course I do.
Listener, just know I've been going through it. I've been going through it with my family from all ends. It's terrible. It's awful. But I'm living. I've survived. I'm okay. Can't say the same for a lot of my family. And that's okay.
Listen, just to... I know you don't want to go into any detail, but just to like ease any listeners' fears, there is no death involved.
Yeah.
Well, there was... There was an attempted death. yeah. But everything's, you know, except for one person's potential legal trouble and another person's potential mental trouble, everything's okay.
Yeah, yeah. And just a lot of my family having to navigate these troubled people in my home, in my extended universe, yeah. my KB,
the BCU, the BCU. Bell,
the Bell Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Oh, we also saw Poor Things last night.
We did.
Oh my God, weird.
Weird movie,
but
really
I loved
fun.
It.
Yeah, I did too. It was my review, a little long, but worth it.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Emma, like they say, it's Emma Stone's performance of her career. I don't know if I'd go that far. Yeah. I'm sure she's done. This might be the most artful performance of her career.
I think her. It was definitely the biggest swing. I think La La Land is still her peak.
I was gonna make a joke and say, well, I think La La Land might be it. But no, I think we're correct.
Yeah.
Like, look, you can shit on La La Land as much as you want. Lord knows I do.
It has its problems, but her performing is not
her
one
performance
of them.
Is so good in La La Land. Also, I'm so sorry. As a musical theater person, as a black person, I know it's wrong. It's wrong for me to love La La Land. But I can be wrong.
It was I don't know how long we'd been dating when we went to see it at the drive-in, but it was one of the first movies that you showed me where I was like, oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I should have seen this a long time ago.
So good. It's so good. Mm-hmm. Like, it didn't deserve to win the Oscar
Absolutely
over Moonlight.
Absolutely not.
But it is so lovely. It's just such a good film, okay? Mm-hmm. And yeah, I love Emma Stone's performance in La La Land. Here's to Those Who Dream is the most stunning moment I've ever seen her do. That's the audition when toward the end of the movie.
Oh, yeah,
when
yeah.
she goes into the room and is just singing about, this is what it's like to be an actor. This is what it's like to be a performer. You just give it all. You give it all and you throw it all on the table. And you're a dreamer.
What's so incredible about her is that performance we can hold up and say, like, that's one of her absolute best. Mm-hmm. And then this performance, which is completely different.
So different.
Literally no crossover in the roles.
Yeah.
A huge swing. It's nothing like nothing you've ever seen from her, and we're like, yeah, that might be her best.
Yeah,
so she can do everything. Really.
She's great.
She's incredible.
She's wonderful. But yeah, I kind of want to be her for Halloween. If I were her for Halloween, would you be Mark Ruffalo?
I'd love to. That he's so good in it too. What a shitty character, but
yeah,
incredible
like,
performance.
It would be such like a fucked up couple costume, yeah, but like so fun at the same time.
Yeah.
Like,
I
mean,
we're not like endorsing their dynamic. We're just being them for fun.
I think it would be really fun.
We're not saying we dress like this because these people represent us.
No. Well, okay. Here's the thing, though. With couples costumes, there's a fine line. Like, these characters, they fuck. They fuck and it's okay. Mm-hmm. But he's just toxic.
Right.
Like, that's true. So I think that's okay for a couple to dress as. It is not okay for a couple to dress as Blue and Steve.
Right, right.
It is not okay for a couple to dress as Curious George and the Man in the Yellow Hat.
Mm.
No.
No, because they do fuck.
It is not okay for a couple to dress as one of Alvin and the Chipmunks and what's the man's name? Fucking...
I think the Man in the Yellow Hat.
No, his name is like
I have no idea.
Seymour,
I've never seen
or something.
A single one of those movies.
You've never seen Alvin and the Chipmunks?
No.
None of them? Like not the cartoons, not the live action movies? Mm-mm. Dave. His last name is Seville. That's why I thought of Seymour. Dave Seville. You don't dress as Alvin and Dave for Halloween if you're a couple. That's weird.
Although look, sexy chipmunk.
No, that's why we have the Chipettes.
Oh, really?
You've never seen... You don't know who the Chipettes are?
No, I know about the Rockettes.
The Chipettes are the baddest bitches in the world.
Really?
Yes. So we got Alvin and the Chipmunks. We've got Alvin, Simon, and Theodore. Hmm. And then we have Brittany, Eleanor, and Jeanette.
Okay.
And they are the girl versions of the Chipmunks.
Oh, are they in the Chipmunks universe?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They're fantastic. I love them. Anyway, this was a long, long diversion from what we're really here to talk about, which is Degrassi, The Next Generation.
That's right.
Season 4, episode, what was this?
One.
11? Episode 11, Neutron Dance.
That's right.
Do you remember what you predicted?
I predicted something with science. I predicted that they would go into somebody's butt.
Yes, you predicted that Paige was going to have a magic school bus moment.
Yes, I did.
And you were wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know if you were surprised that you were wrong on that.
I mean, surprised, no. Disappointed, definitely. And then I think I predicted that maybe there would be some kind of like science project.
You predicted something. Here's what you started to do. You started to say, maybe this has to do with the band. And then you said, no, if it's a light episode, then the band
wouldn't be about
Jimmy not being in the band. So maybe not. And then you backed out on it. And I was like, hee-hee-hee-hee-hee.
I'm so smart. But I'm too sensitive.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I said that like Craig is the main player, Paige is the main player of the B plot. Honestly, these two plots feel like equal. They didn't feel like an A and a B plot. They felt like two equal plots to me. Maybe that's because like I don't know. Because the Craig one is so like lighthearted, and
it definitely got more time.
Yeah, it did. It definitely got more time. But it was just like they were both so like light, such lighthearted plots that I'm kind of like, I don't.
Yeah. I guess so. The Paige one was just kind of a stupid throwaway. This one has more longstanding effects. They the Craig one, I think. But
okay.
I assume.
Okay.
Unless Paige keeps going after teachers.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Well, let's get into the recap.
Interesting reaction to that. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Paige does not continue going after teachers. I will tell you that.
Okay. But Paige does become a yoga addict.
Maybe. Okay. Let's get into the recap.
Okay.
Before I spoil anything.
Oh no, Paige gets into going to bars.
Maybe. She becomes a bar addict. She becomes alcoholic.
Yeah.
Well, a bar that was addict. Gonna-
I'm not addicted to alcohol. I'm addicted to being in bars.
Sketch idea.
That's pretty fun. Yeah. Sketches about alcoholism are always good.
Yeah. Yeah. They're not insensitive to anybody in the audience ever.
I do like bar addict, though. That's,
yeah.
I think it's more funny. Of a character.
Definitely.
Oh, that's fun.
That's funny. Okay. So we open the episode. And Craig and the band are rehearsing in the garage. Jimmy's not there, obviously, because Jimmy's still recovering in the hospital. Mm-hmm. Ashley is there, which, like, there was never... Because we asked this a few episodes ago. Like, why is Ashley in the band? Is Ashley in the band? And it was never, like, confirmed. Craig never, like, proposed to her that she join the band. They kind
she was
of just
there.
Yeah, they kind of just, like... I think maybe what was happening was she was, like, a consultant. Because, you know, Ashley's the musician, right?
Yeah.
So Craig was like, oh, hey, maybe we're having trouble with our music. Let's bring Ashley in to talk to us. And then suddenly she's in the band.
Right.
Kind of Daisy Jones and the Six-esque in that way.
Yeah, that does make sense.
And so we learned that from the Battle of the Bands, they won $10,000 of free recording time in a studio. Mm-hmm. Which is cool. Sick.
Very cool.
Yeah. And I don't know if they told us that in the Battle of the Bands episode.
Definitely not.
Yeah. So this must have been just like, they were like, oh, like maybe they won something from the Battle of the Bands. Oh, yeah. The recording, like $10,000 of recording time, which how long do you think that is? Like
four 2 days?
Really? No. I think that's like probably like 4 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds right.
Because, yeah, those things are fucking expensive. Yeah.
When I said 2 days, what I was going for was more like 2 minutes, but then it came out days. I was trying to do a minimalizing joke.
Like,
but just
like they would charge you $10,000 for 2 minutes, $5,000 a minute.
Yeah. But I, yeah.
It came out wrong. Yeah. Yeah.
So go back and edit in this.
No.
2 minutes.
No. I'm not going to do that. Okay. So they need to figure out what they're going to record, mm-hmm. but. All their songs are not sounding great. I think because like Craig is the lead singer and he's also lead guitar, mm-hmm. but Jimmy was, I guess, backup guitar,
rhythm guitar.
And so what do you think is, how do you think they're, because like they've added Ashley on keyboard. Mm-hmm. Jimmy is no longer there.
Yeah. I mean, you can have a keyboard substitute for a rhythm guitar mm-hmm. like that. That's not unreasonable, but it definitely changes your sound.
Yeah.
What they should have done. And this was my problem from the beginning of the episode. Is you just have Craig play the rhythm guitar mm-hmm. when they record, and then he can go back in and also record the solo.
Right, but they're 16.
Yeah.
I don't think they know that.
I mean...
Craig might.
He should. Yeah. The whole episode... Well, I know we're going scene by scene now, but like the whole episode, there are things where I'm like, you're just not smart right now.
Also, I think like... You would think, since this is a teenage high school Battle of the Bands, mm-hmm. when the people are awarding the winners with something, a mentor would be included in that.
You would, I mean, that would be ideal. Yeah.
Like, you would think, like, somebody involved in the competition would help them decide what to record.
Mm-hmm.
Would
or, like,
help them in the process.
Yeah, whoever's going to record them is, like... a musician.
But then when we like actually get to that point in the episode where we see the producers in there, they're just sitting there
kind of like nodding along.
Yeah, they're not doing anything. They're expecting these guys to like produce their own song when they're teenagers anyway.
Right. It doesn't make any sense.
But yeah, they can't figure out what to record, and Spinner and Marco are clearly annoyed that Ashley is there, which is weird because Marco and Ashley are friends anyway.
Marco and Ashley are friends, and also they never had a problem with it before.
Yeah, like why was she there when they did the car wash?
Right.
Why was she there when they did the car wash and they didn't have a problem with her?
She literally played with them already.
Yeah,
she's in the. Yeah,
I don't get it. But
this episode,
Yeah. Ashley wants them to sing Dust. And Spinner's like, oh, right. That song that's all about you.
But it's not like Ashley's like, hey, we should sing Dust. She's like, well, we do have this song, Dust.
We have a good song.
Listen, I'm never on Ashley's side.
Yeah, no, I understand.
She was so good this episode. And everybody's being such a dick to her for no reason.
Yeah, literally this episode. Or I would say, I would venture to say this season. Honestly, and here's the worst part about Ashley, and I feel like I've said this before, is that she's annoying, but rarely is she wrong. Like, she is annoying, and I can't stand her. And yes, she can be wrong, but in any conflict with anyone else, she's usually the wronged party. So it's like annoying that you have to defend her.
Yeah.
In the like last season when she was getting cheated on. It's like, I don't want Ashley getting cheated on because that's just shitty, but I hate Ashley. But she doesn't deserve to be cheated on. And this is the same thing. It's like, I hate Ashley because she's annoying, not because she's a bad musician or bad to work with. Like, she seems fine in the band.
Right.
But yeah, Spinner and Marco don't want her there, and they can't get to a conclusion on what to record, is the main point of that cold open of the episode. And then we get to the opening credits, and then we come back and we're in media immersion, and Paige is on one. She's just not doing well.
There's gum on the chair.
There is gum on the chair.
Mr. Snake Simpson, there's gum on your chair, and that's gross. Nasty.
Disgrossing.
Disgrossing.
Yeah, Disgrossing was the word.
And he's like, okay, so grab a different chair. And she's like, but it's watermelon.
Yeah.
Like what does that have to do with anything?
Go
Paige.
Get another chair. But then Hazel notices that Paige is really wound up, and she's like, you should come with me to yoga after school. Because apparently the school has been offering yoga to the students after the shooting for them to de-stress, which is possibly the biggest Band-Aid I've ever heard of to cover a giant gaping bullet hole.
Yeah. Like, and I mean, can you imagine if in America after a school shooting, like in the South or something, anybody was like, let's have yoga at the school.
Yeah, let's have yoga at the school.
Can you
to
imagine
de-stress.
That?
Well, I'm
school
joking.
Boards would light on fire.
I'm literally joking right now. But when I worked at Krieger after COVID, we did a lot of yoga with the kids.
I don't think it's wrong.
It's
I'm just
not.
Saying like
it's just
in this country,
the worst possible reaction to a school shooting.
Yeah.
But yeah, and Paige notices, like, she's like, oh, right, I'm being a little bitch, but Hazel's over here with her boyfriend in the hospital, and she's so stressed, and so she, like, is like, I'm so sorry. And Hazel's like, please come with me to yoga. And Paige is like, but yoga is annoying and shitty, but, like, I don't know. I feel like Paige would be the girl that's, like, into yoga.
Yeah, she was, but she was like, don't get sucked into it. You'll start wearing, like, silly hats and having crystals.
It's like, what?
Paige. And you wear silly hats.
I feel like Paige is that girl. She would do that.
Which I guess it is by making fun of it. She's making fun of a mirror of herself.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
She sees too much of herself in it.
Maybe. But then Mr. Oleander comes over. Mr. Oleander is the student teacher. I don't know if you actually got what his actual standing is in the school.
A student teacher.
He is a student teacher of media immersion.
Oh.
And also teaches yoga after school.
Oh, classic combo.
He is not a student teacher of yoga. Just making sure you know that.
That is what I thought.
I know.
I also, he looks like Cousin Greg from Succession.
A little bit. He's hotter than that guy. Like, I wouldn't say either of them are hot.
No.
But he's more conventionally attractive than Cousin Greg.
I could see him being just Cousin Greg playing attractive.
Sure.
Like, instead of playing dopey.
Yeah, yeah. But he comes by and he's like, Hazel, I see you in yoga after school today. And she's like, of course you will, Mr. O. And then Paige is like, Mr. O teaches yoga? And Hazel's like, yeah. And Paige is like, oh, well, he's hot. I'm gonna be at yoga. I'll be there. And like, I don't think that hot. But like, maybe he was hotter in 2005.
I guess. Yeah, 2005 mid-men were all you needed.
Yeah, I guess.
Now it's like, give me that six pack or nothing.
Yeah. If my yoga teacher isn't stacked, I don't want it.
I want to see 6-inch outline or I'm out.
Honestly.
Six?
Eight.
Okay.
Eight.
Yeah, they have to be bigger than me. Eight.
Hey. We can't continue talking about your penis on this podcast.
It comes up every episode. I have to do it at least once.
No, okay.
I'm not doing it on purpose, wink.
So then we go to the hospital and we see Jimmy for the first time in a couple episodes. Yeah,
it's good to see that he's unfazed.
Yeah, good to see that he's in good spirits. He is at the hospital and he has confirmed that he is C-word.
Yes, he said the C-word.
There were a couple slurs in this episode. Mm-hmm. Don't love that.
Words that were not slurs then, at the time. Really. Or considered slurs at the time. They obviously were to the people who were affected by them, but yeah.
Yeah, they were more commonly used back then. Mm-hmm. But he confirms that he has lost the ability to move his legs, essentially. Mm-hmm. And but he's talking to Craig, and I cannot imagine being in Craig's position. I'm a hot teenage boy with a band, and my band is having problems, and going and ranting about this to my friend who just got shot and is sitting in the hospital without the use of his legs. I was just sitting there like, Craig, I cannot believe you right now.
Yeah. I feel like they cut the first half of the scene where mm-hmm. Craig was like, and how are you?
Yes.
You know, because like, I can see that conversation happening, but not first.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
And they were like, well, we want to keep this episode light, so we'll take out the part where Jimmy's like, oh yeah, my legs don't work.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm sad.
Yeah.
And they just made him have the classic Drake smile. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Yeah. Jimmy was cute in this episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, Craig is like talking about Ashley and saying like, well, like, Ashley and I, blah, blah, blah. And Jimmy's like, Ashley and you. And Craig's like, okay, well, not like that. Like, we're not back together. And Jimmy's like, yeah, sure.
Not yet. Not he's like, yet. No, never. And Jimmy's like, okay, never.
All right. So then at yoga, Paige is sure Mr. Oleander is flirting with her when he comes and like adjusts her posture and stuff.
Which in her defense, he does put hand on small of back.
Yeah. Like, That's classic flirtation. Yeah. That's classic flirtation from a man. Mm-hmm. And she like, and they're all ogling him, which like, he's not that hot, but it's okay. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt and be like, maybe he was hot then.
Look, in improv, they teach you that if somebody reacts to something like it's the unusual thing in the scene, it is. Mm-hmm. So if they act like he's hot.
Okay. You know? Got it. Yep. Mm-hmm. And Marco's ogling him and he comes and adjusts Paige's posture and then he walks away and Paige looks over her shoulder at Hazel and it's like, he was flirting with me. Mm-hmm. And Hazel's like, he also teaches yoga. It's his job to make sure that your posture is good.
He's literally your teacher doing his job.
Yeah.
Ma'am.
So then we go back to the Joey Jeremiah garage and Craig and Ashley are rearranging dust. She's put some keyboard on it and Craig is like, that sounds so good. And then Spinner's late to rehearsal mm-hmm. because he was picking up one Miss Manuela Santos. And Craig's like, what the fuck is Manny doing here? And Spinner's like, well, since Ashley's here, I figured I'd bring my own muse. What does he call it?
He says moose or something.
Moose, yeah.
Moose. He says
my own moose. And Craig's like, you mean muse? And he's like, yes, or whatever. And then Manny sits down and is just like, I'm here.
Manny's cute, but it also like, she should know. She shouldn't be like, she was so emotionally mature last time we saw her.
Exactly.
It's absurd.
I really do think like ever since the car wash episode where mm-hmm. you were convinced that she was trying to get back at Craig, mm-hmm. I never considered it that way before. I thought she just genuinely was like falling for Spinner in that episode. Mm-hmm. And now that you said that, I'm kind of like, no, yeah, whenever it, but this is proof of like, I think this is such a good like example of the Manny and Craig relationship, because the first time that they don't work out is because she's quote unquote too immature. I think Craig makes her that way. I think she can be so emotionally mature mm-hmm. in all other instances, but as soon as Craig's involved, she will do the pettiest thing. She will just be the worst version of herself.
I mean, that's for sure true in this, because mm-hmm. not only is she like she's obviously just there to piss him off, and yeah, she knows that.
She knows
she's also acting like a 4-year-old.
Yeah.
Like, it's absurd.
She's sitting there like, I'm here to just make your life miserable. And Craig's like, oh my God. And obviously Ashley is not happy about this either, mm-hmm, but last year is water under the bridge, I guess.
I guess. And so is like Spinner dating Manny now? Is that?
They are talking, I think.
Okay.
They're in a talking stage, okay, right now, I think. So then,
ugh, Manny, you could do so much better.
I know, like
literally anyone else.
Because last episode you thought that Manny and Toby were gonna be a thing.
I know, I still want to.
Okay. We go to the movie theater and Paige and Alex are talking, and their friendship, it's begun. I love their friendship, and mm-hmm, Paige is confiding in Alex about this thing, and Alex is like, well, you just broke up with, what does she call Spinner?
The hairball.
Yeah. You just broke up with Spinner. Like, you can be single. And Paige is like, well, yeah, but I don't want to be. Why would I choose to be single? And then
Mr. Oleander walks up,
mm-hmm,
and is just like, well, what are you two talking about? Me?
Yeah.
And they're like, and Paige is like, no, we're talking about how my shirt is polyester.
Yeah. She's like, I hate polyester. And he's like, oh, okay.
All right. Well, cool. I saw my favorite student and I figured I'd say hi.
Right, right. And then he walks away, and Alex, who was originally skeptical, mm-hmm, is like, oh, you should go for it. And Paige is like, what? And Alex is like, he just came by to see his favorite student. I think he's in love with you. And I'm like, Alex, let's stop enabling this minor to go after this adult man.
But honestly, like, his behavior is so absurd.
It is.
She's not wrong.
Yeah. No, yeah, I agree.
I mean, she's incorrect, but she's not wrong.
Right. Like, she's not wrong to assume that, especially, yeah, like when we're dealing with the hormonal brains of teenagers.
Right.
Like, they're going to be like, oh, interpreting everything as everything.
Yeah, but I mean, if we find out later that he is a pedophile, I won't be surprised. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's...
Well, do you know how old he is?
I don't care.
How old do you assume he is?
22.
No. Okay. Well, that's where you're wrong. He's in teacher's college. So in Canada, you go to teacher's college. I believe, I might be wrong, Tish is my Canadian consultant on this, okay, show. So I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure you go to teacher's college in tandem with getting your BA. So he's around 19 or 20.
Okay.
And Paige is 17 at this, yeah, point in the series. So that's, you know, it's a gray area in my opinion, but where it's not gray at all is the fact that he's your teacher.
Right, right.
And that is fucked up. You shouldn't be like this with your students when you're a teacher.
Yeah. But also we meet his, is it a spoiler if I talk about it later?
It's not a spoiler. They know.
Okay. So yeah, we meet his girlfriend later and she looks like she's like a 30-year-old supermodel.
Yeah. Well, that's, I think, where this show kind of is annoying, because it's like they'll cast these people who are meant to be like 19, 20, but then, mm-hmm, like they look 30. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. And that's where I think a problem with most television.
And wait, but what's the drinking age in Canada?
It is 19.
Oh, okay. Yes. So he's at least 19.
Yes, he's at least 19. We go to school and Liberty is interviewing the band, which has changed their name to the Mysticlees. Which, like, that's, I will, this is a spoiler, I guess, but that's short-lived. They go back to downtown Sasquatch. I don't know why they changed their name in this episode. Maybe it's because, like, they're, like, trying to reframe now that Jimmy's out and Ashley's in. They're like, oh, we're a totally different band. They've renamed themselves to the worst name possible.
Yeah, so bad. And, yeah, for that to be unaddressed, it doesn't make any sense. Like, they, yeah, should have told us.
Yeah, like, it would be so easy for Marco to have been like, there's so much change happening. Jimmy's out, Ashley's in, we've changed our name. Like, that's all he has to do.
I mean, honestly, like, Spinner and Marco's complaints would make more sense if we were like told that they were changing the name of the band, because, mm-hmm, the whole thing, I'll talk about it after.
Okay.
Let's keep going.
Okay. So Liberty's interviewing them, I'm assuming for the
school paper,
for the paper, the Grapevine. Mm-hmm. And she's asking them questions, and every time Spinner, oh, also Manny's there. Every time Spinner or Marco tries to answer a question, Craig and Ashley just like jump on it, because this is the Craig and Ashley show, essentially. They're the musical geniuses behind the band.
So. They also sit on the desks that Spinner and Marco are sitting in the chairs at.
Yeah.
So they just literally sit in front of them.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're just like bulldozing all the questions, answering, and like not even taking Marco and Spinner into consideration. Mm-hmm. Which I think that is the one area of this episode where Ashley's in the wrong. Because it's like, girl, you just joined. Like,
sure.
Take a back seat.
Yeah. Like, totally.
And yeah, they've changed their name to the Mysticles for some reason. I don't know. So Spinner and Marco approach Craig in class afterward. And they are like, dude, she needs to go. And Craig's like, what? And they're like, you need to kick her out of the band or we're out. And Craig's like, what? Why? And they're like, because like this isn't what we signed up for. Essentially,
they didn't even say that. They just said you need to kick him out of bed. Right. And that's my problem with this episode is they never aired their actual complaint.
Right. Right.
Like their just at one point were like, hey, you're not considering what we want.
Yes.
At any point, if they ever said that, then all of this would be justified.
They did say that they didn't have a choice in whether Ashley joined the band or not.
Yeah.
They say that. But I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Like if they had like been like, this is how Ashley being in the band negatively affects us.
Yeah.
Then it would have made sense. But there is no like.
The problem is not Ashley. The problem is just that Craig isn't talking to them.
Right.
And if they just dealt with that issue, they could have Ashley in the band. No problem.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's just so stupid.
So then Craig goes to break it to Ashley that she needs to leave the band. But then he's like, oh, you know how we're recording this week? And Ashley's like, yeah, I'm a little scared. But I just know that if I look over at you, everything will be okay. And then Craig, because he's human, heard that and went, oh, she likes me again. And then he kisses her on the mouth. And then she goes, oh. Like as if she was shocked that she said something flirty.
Yeah. And then she does like, she's like walking away like, oh, maybe she's mad about it. And then she looks back at him and I'm like, I can't tell if that face is mad or not.
She's
like,
just confused. I think she's just confused.
Yeah. She played confused pretty well.
She was I'm confused. Like, obviously I have feelings for him, but I don't want to act on them. And this is complicated because we're in a band together, and also he was acting weird. Do you think his friends want me out of the band?
Like, and also remember when he cheated on me last time we tried this? Yeah. Yeah. The double take was just so slow and weird.
Yes, it was very weird. So then Craig goes to the band and they're like, did you tell Ashley? And he's like, no, even better, I'm back together with her. And they're like, what?
How is that better for us, you idiot? He's like, what? It's good, right?
Yeah.
We can't. Like, how can I break up with her after how can I kick her out after we kissed?
And they're like, oh, like, my God.
Fucking idiot. Which, yeah.
Craig, I love him. He's stupid, but very I love stupid. Him.
I this is the only moment where I'm on Marco and Spinner's side in this episode because I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah. He said he would do something and instead he's like, even better, I made it worse.
Exactly. So then we go to yoga after school and Mr. Oleander isn't giving Paige special treatment like she's used to.
Mm-hmm.
He instead is correcting Heather Sinclair's posture.
Who I thought didn't really exist.
She does exist. We've never seen her face. She could be horribly disformed, disfigured for all we know. But her arm is like over her face. But we do see that she's blonde and has chunky highlights and is like white and thin. So
yeah. So yeah. Naturally, she gets Oleander's attention.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Paige is like mad that he didn't give her special treatment. And Hazel's like, he is a teacher.
Yeah, he's like the teacher who has to like teach all the students.
Yeah.
Not like, just you.
Not just you. I understand he said you're his favorite, but like he does have a job.
And also like he probably says that to literally everyone.
Yeah.
Because that's how teachers be.
And then Paige overhears him on the phone talking to a guy named Charlie. talking to someone named Charlie.
Hint, hint.
About meeting at a bar at 8 p.m. that night. Mm-hmm. And she's like, huh, he's going to be at a bar? Where's that bar? And Hazel's like, oh, my God. What what do I have to do to stop you from this? And then, so then we go to Ellie's place, which is no longer Sean and Ellie's place because Sean is with his parents, and she's mailing his stuff to him. So how long is Sean planning to stay?
I guess indefinitely.
Yeah. So Ashley's there and confiding in Ellie about what happened with Craig, and Ellie's basically just like, he's not worth the trouble.
Ellie's like, you can't trust a man. At some point, he's just going to up and leave you with the rent.
Yep.
It's like, okay, wait. That's a very specific thing that Craig can't do to Ashley.
Yet. One day.
Oh, don't threaten me with that.
I was going to say, maybe they'll be 35 and then it happens. And then Ashley's like, oh, I should have listened to Ellie when I was 15, 16.
20 years of a good relationship, but... now he left me with the rent.
So then, and so Ellie convinces Ashley to like take it, not even take it slow, to put the brakes on her and Craig getting back together. And so then Ashley meets Craig at the dot and he's all excited. He's like, we kissed, like this is going to be
happening.
It's happening. We're back together. And Ashley's like, basically she doesn't say it, but like, she's like, I was confused about what happened yesterday. And I ultimately think that we should just stay friends. And Craig's like, oh, yeah, sure. We should do that.
Yeah, yeah. Friends is not just a TV show. It's also what I wanted.
Yeah. Yeah. And so he's like sad, obviously. But Ashley's like, okay, cool. I set a boundary. Cool, cool, cool. And so then we're at the bar that night. And Hazel and Paige are looking at their fake IDs. And Paige is like, it's fine. It's fine. Dylan's fake ID guy is great. And Hazel's like, when's your birthday? And Paige is like,
I love that they're in the front of the line quizzing each other.
Yes.
Like the bouncer is just listening to them quiz each other.
Yeah.
But hey, he didn't notice. So
he lets them in anyway. And
also Paige is convinced they're going to jail, which
Hazel's convinced.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Hazel's convinced they're going to jail, which like, even if you get kicked out of the bar for this, you're not going to jail.
You're not going to jail. You're going to jail.
You're going to prison.
So then we go back to, we go to the, I think it's the band's last rehearsal before their recording studio sesh. And Spinner comes in. He's got Manny with him. He puts Manny on tambourine. And then Marco puts down the bass and picks up an accordion.
It is the ultimate mutiny to play the accordion in a rock band.
It really is. And they're like, what? I thought since Craig can do whatever the fuck he wants, we can do whatever we want. And I want to play the accordion. And I want a hot girl on tambourine. And Ashley comes in and is like, are we really doing this? And Craig's like, I mean, and because he has no backbone, he can't tell them, no, you can't do that, because he didn't listen to what they said in the first place.
Right. And they're like, Craig, tell her why we're doing it. Craig, tell her why we're doing it. And he's like, you can cut it anytime. You can take over whenever you want.
I thought you were going to continue going.
No, just until you take over.
And then he's like, I can't. I can't do that. And so they're like, oh, okay. Well, then this is how the band's going to be.
And Ashley's like, okay, I guess we'll practice.
And then they start playing Dust with Marco's accordion and Manny on tambourine, and it is so funny. And Manny looks so excited to be on tambourine. She also is bad at it. Terrible. She's just shaking it. Like, she's not even like keeping rhythm. She's just like,
she has no idea what she's doing and nobody told her.
Yeah. So then Paige is at the bar and she finds Mr. O, and she approaches him and he's drinking a beer. He's at least 19.
She's like, look at him drinking a beer. He's so cool.
He's so cool. He's at least 19. And she goes up and she's like, hey, Mr. O. And he's like, Paige, you know this is a bar, right? No. You think she walked into this bar not knowing it was a bar and the bouncer ID'd her and was like, you're underage? And she was like, oh, I wonder why this bouncer ID'd me at this restaurant. She knew it was a bar.
She's like, yeah, no, I know. I love this one.
Yeah. Can I buy you a drink? And he's like, because he's like, oh, this teenager is flirting with me at a bar. This is weird.
Yeah.
And then Charlie comes up. And Charlie's not a man. Charlie is a hot lady.
Charlie is like a Victoria's Secret supermodel.
Charlie's tall and beautiful and hot. And
with an insane blowout.
Yeah. And Mr. O is like, hey, Charlie, this is one of my students, Paige. And Paige, this is my girlfriend, Charlie. And Paige is like, your girlfriend. And he's like, yeah. And she's like, aw. And Charlie's a bitch. Like, this whole episode, I was like, Paige, stop going after this man. Please stop. But as soon as Charlie opened her mouth, I went, Paige, steal her man. Steal him. I'm begging you. Because she goes, aw, I think she's crushing on you, Maddie. Can I get whatever she ordered herself for herself, like a martini?
Yeah.
And she's like, can I get a martini and a Shirley Temple here for the kid? I wanted her dead.
She's not wrong.
She's not wrong. But that was just so mean to do it to Paige's face. This is how I know that I'm like, still, I'm closer to being, I can't even say that. I was going to say, I'm emotionally closer to being a teenager than I am being an adult. Because I'm like, kill her. kill the lady who was mean to the teenage girl.
Who very correctly identified a child in a bar and wanted them out.
Yeah. Oh, and then Paige and Hazel get kicked out.
Yeah.
So then the band is at the studio to record.
Mm-hmm.
And Ashley shows up and she notices that Marco's still on accordion. Manny's still there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still palpable tension between the band.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just like, are we really going to record like this? And they're like, well, what? Craig, you should tell her. And then they walk out of the room.
Before that, Spinner's like what? And she's like, well, not to be a diva, but.
Right.
An accordion and a tambourine.
Yeah. And Spinner's
which
like,
I love, like, they're being such divas. And yes. Her reaction is like, look, I don't want to be a diva, but.
Yeah.
The fuck?
And so then they leave Craig and Ashley to talk because mm-hmm. they're like, it has to happen now or we're not recording. And so then Craig is like, the band wants you out. And Ashley's like, what? And he's like, they want you gone. I don't, but they do. And Ashley's like, and they all agreed to this. And he's like, yes. And she's like, well then, fuck off, I guess. And she leaves, yeah. Rightfully so.
Yeah.
And so then they're recording Dust and it's going well because Marco's back on bass and Manny's not there.
I love that there's no like scene where they're like, oh yeah, Manny, you're out too. She yeah. just doesn't go.
She's just like, oh, okay, cool. I don't have to be here because my reason for being here is gone.
Yeah.
To piss Ashley off. And weirdly, they sound fine without Ashley. So what was the point of Ashley being there in the first place?
Yeah. Doesn't make any sense.
You can be a free person band.
You can. And again, you can record the rhythm guitar and then record the solo on top of it.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't understand. And so they're recording Dustin. It sounds good. But then Craig has a eureka moment in the middle of the song.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, this was all about Ashley. Which, like, what? Like, I love the teen drama. I love the relationship aspect of this show. But even I was like, I'm so sorry. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Because he's like, none of this, the band, the music, none of this was about me. None of this was about the fact that I like music.
I don't even like guitar. I just like Ashley.
Exactly. And so it's just like, what? And then he's like, I have to go find her. And then he leaves and they're like, oh, what? And then he goes and finds Ashley and she's walking home on the street. And he's like, and he's like, I just wanted to talk to you. And Ashley's like, what? And he's like, I left the recording studio. And then she hits him on the shoulder. She's like, why would you throw something like that away? And he's like, because I could lose that, but I couldn't lose you, essentially.
He says, the recording studio will always be there.
No, it won't.
But you, I wasn't sure. Okay, but she will be, though.
Yes. You go to school with her every day.
You could apologize to her tomorrow.
Yeah.
And try to fix this.
Yeah, but...
You can't apologize to the recording studio tomorrow.
Exactly.
Stupid idiot.
And so he had... He was like, well, take me back. And she's like... And then he's like, oh, I guess I read it wrong. And he starts to walk away. And then she grabs him by the arm. And she's like, what did she say?
She said, if you think you get to just walk away, and then kisses him.
And I'm like, this is the dumbest shit I've ever seen.
The only thing that would make sense to me is that this episode was written by Ashley.
Yes. This is like an Ashley fan fiction. Ashley wakes up in the last 10 seconds of the episode and is like, oh, it was all a dream.
Yeah, like truly, this episode is a mess. It, like, logically, there are so many holes.
Yes.
And the characters are just not doing what they normally do.
Okay, also, and this is the end of the episode. Yeah. I have in my notes, and because she sucks, she kisses him. They're back together, and that's the end of the episode.
Yep, that's exactly right.
And like, we just spent two episodes in a shooting and the aftermath of a shooting, mm-hmm. right? One of the people involved in this plot is the whole reason for the shooting.
Yes.
And none of that is even...
There's one line that sort of touches on it.
Where?
When Jimmy says Spinner runs out on everything, or like can't be counted on for anything.
Right.
Because like clearly Spinner hasn't come to talk to him.
Yes.
That's the implication there.
Yes. Spinner seems so unfazed by everything that has happened, even though we know it's eating him up inside.
Maybe there's some intention of an implication that he's acting like this because of it, but like it's never truly implied.
It also does not explain whatever's going on with Marco.
No,
Marco,
not at all.
Is completely the character. Marco's character is so inconsistent in this episode. Mm-hmm. Manny's is inconsistent in
totally.
This episode. The only consistent ones are Craig and Ashley, and they're annoying.
So. I wonder if they wrote this episode for pre-shooting and had to move it later and were
maybe.
Like, well, we'll just pull Jimmy out and not change much else.
Yeah.
Like, maybe. But no, I don't think that's true. I think what's true is they were just like, well, it doesn't make sense, but let's fucking do it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
we have to have something light now, so this.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so bad.
And like, I think this, and what's so funny about this episode to me is that I look back on it, and even now, like, I look back on it and I'm like, this is whatever. Like, I don't hate this episode, but I don't love this episode. Mm. And I never like think much about it. But every single time I think of this episode, the thing that prevails in my brain is the Mysticles, and that is like a perfect encapsulation of this episode. Stupid.
Yeah. Horrible writing.
It's so stupid. It's stupid.
An unexplained choice.
Yes.
It's, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
An unmotivated character to change.
Yes, exactly.
It's all, yeah.
What would you rate this episode?
Zero. It doesn't even get an item. It's just zero.
Really?
It's so bad.
It's the worst episode you've seen.
Yes.
Wow.
And maybe it's just like... coming off of two episodes where I was like, hey, I like what's happening on the show, that it feels so much worse. I'm sure there are worse episodes in the first season or two, but like, man, that was a letdown.
We were so high, it had farther to fall.
Yeah.
Situation. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I would give this episode like a a 1.5 accordions out of 5.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, like, as an episode of television removed from the series, I think it's fun. It's fine. It's whatever. But knowing everything I know about the series going into this, it's like it feels so weird and out of place. And characterization is all over the place.
Yeah.
And
all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah. Tonally, it's just off.
Totally off. My big problem with it is just like the simple communication problem doesn't work for me.
That's
like,
always gonna be a thing.
I know, but like when there's such an obvious problem that you just have to be like, hey, here's what the problem is, you have to solve it sooner and then move past, like get your plot to move past it, you know? Like writing wise just move the actual issue to the front of the episode and deal with it. Don't play around with it, like,
right,
they never even got to it in this episode.
Right
Yeah.
Where do you think this plot is going?
I guess Craig and Ashley are going to date for a while. Mm-hmm. I guess Paige becomes a baraholic. we found out that about Jimmy's condition, so mm-hmm. I think we'll get more development on that next episode, probably, or in the next couple episodes. Mm-hmm. And I would guess that without Jimmy, and without the angst between Craig and Spinner and Marco, this could be the end of the band.
Okay.
Oh, you said that they changed their name back later.
Yeah.
So it could be the end of the band for a while.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, it's the, yeah, that makes sense.
It's definitely the end of the Mysticles.
Yes, it's definitely the end of the Mysticles. The next episode is a two-parter. Because remember I said last week, we've got a couple two-parters coming up. Mm-hmm. And it is, oh no, wait, this was episode 10.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not 11.
Oops, sorry.
Yeah. So the next episode,
do you want to re-record the...
It's fine.
Okay.
The next episode is season 4, episode 11 and 12.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Voices Carry.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, our main player is Craig.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll give you like a two-parter kind of hint.
Okay.
So first-ish hint is that the title can't be taken literally.
Okay.
And the second hint is that I've personally been teasing this for a while, I think, on the pod.
Really?
Yeah.
Geez. Well, I have no idea what that means. Okay. Shoot, do I not pay enough attention to you?
I don't think so.
Oh, my God.
This is a test. and our main player is Craig.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
also,
Ashley.
But. I also don't listen to the podcast.
Right.
So that might, you know, if I listened, that would help, but... I had already lived it, you know? Mm-hmm. I give it a listen by playing it, but I don't I'm thinking. Okay. So voices carry, but not literally. So mm-hmm. I think it's an episode series about gossip. And I think that Craig and Ashley getting back together sets off a series of gossips around the school, okay. around how this happened. And... it ends up resulting in Manny becoming extremely popular at school because, you know, obviously she was involved in their relationship in the past and was there mm-hmm. for this getting back together. And but unfortunately, her reputation is still not great. Mm-hmm. So she has to deal with that. And in order to... repair her relationship. No, sorry. In order to maintain her current, her new found popularity, she has to get in there and break up Craig and Ashley again.
Was that a joke?
I don't know.
Usually your joke prediction comes first.
I know.
Do you have a joke prediction? This feels so wrong to ask you for a joke.
Craig and Ashley immediately break up and Ashley cries so long and so loud that she starts, that she creates a sonic boom that creates an earthquake that topples the city of Toronto.
Okay. That's what I wanted. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I actually also want to, theorize on the B plot with you.
Okay.
So our B plot is, let me fact check and make sure that it's the B plot of both episodes.
Okay.
Because it could just be a B plot of one. So yeah, it's at least the B plot of the first one. And then let's see the second one. Oh, okay. Yeah, it is the B plot of both episodes. Okay. So our B plot is JT.
Yes.
I know. I'm excited. And do you want a hint? I didn't think of one. JT and Liberty have a fun new activity.
Oh my God. JT and Liberty discover what their private parts can do.
No, that's not it.
And they fuck all the time in school.
No.
And Danny finds them.
No.
That's my joke prediction.
Okay.
Okay. Real prediction.
When I say activity, I mean like school club activities type thing, not sex.
Okay.
Imagine high school having a sex club. Anyway.
BDSM club after school, folks.
Sketch idea.
We're underneath the gym. Okay. I think that JT wants to shit. Okay, wait. Can I have any clue about the activity?
Yes.
A minor clue.
I don't think I want to give you a hint about the activity, but okay. I will give you the context.
Okay.
JT and Liberty find ways to find their own way to help the school after the shooting.
Okay. Okay.
Because that was part of it that I was like, I feel like I should give you the context that it does have to do with like the shooting.
Yeah, that helps a lot because I was going to say skateboarding.
JT already skateboards.
I know, but he starts a club and then he's like, what the hell is Liberty joining? But then she's really good.
That would be incredible. Oh my God.
Okay, but not that. It is that they do they do a documentary?
I don't know.
I think they work on a documentary about how people are handling the situation. Okay. But it's funny.
Okay. Ooh, funny document. That would be crazy. A funny documentary about a school shooting.
Well, but not about the school shooting, but like about how things are going. Okay. After.
Yeah, that's a good guess.
Thank you.
So based on this episode, season 4, episode 10, Neutron Dance.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a Degrassi fan?
This episode did not help. Oh,
I know.
But you know what it did tell me is that I know what a good Degrassi episode is, which is, you know, it's good to know that I can identify them.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say this didn't move the needle in a positive direction, but it did elucidate or clarify like how I think about the show and what I want out of it.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But if Ashley writes more episodes, it's going to be trouble.
If we have any more Ashley fanfic episodes, we can't. Are there any other episodes that could be considered Ashley fanfic episodes? I think there are, actually. I think there are. But yeah. And do you have any questions for me?
Yeah. After an episode where I gave your favorite show a zero rating, do you still love me?
This is gonna be a hard one, but I suppose I think we can win you back.
Okay.
I think the show can win you back.
I believe it.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if next week it's gonna happen.
What gives me hope, honestly, is that you also were like, this episode was bad.
Yeah, because
so it's not like I'm just like, this sucks, and you're like, no, but that's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, you know? No. So. I don't this is the first time I watched the show with like a real critical lens, like through the lens of a writer, through the lens of like really having really done this podcast for a long time and talked about these character arcs and stuff. So yeah, like some episodes I'm realizing are bad where I didn't really think about them that much before. There's a few episodes that I've known for a while are bad, but this one's like, wow, this was always kind of just a, if I'm in a rewatch and this episode comes on, I'm kind of like cleaning my room while it's happening.
I don't
really pay that much attention.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, okay. Well, where can the people find you on social media, honey?
I'm at Ezra Partier on Instagram. My show, The Daily Misinformer, is at Daily Misinformer on all of the things. At Public Breakup is also on all the things. Sketch comedy that you can check out. We had one video hit pretty hard, even though the audio was bad. So I don't know what that means, but I'm proud of what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also back at UCB a couple of times this week, but you probably won't hear this in time for that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, just follow me. I'll tell you when I'm up.
Hell yeah. You can follow me at omgitskey on Instagram and TikTok. You can follow the podcast at Cuckoo Bananas Podcast on Instagram, or you can email us at cuckoobananaspodcast@gmail.com. Hopefully we have that Riley Stavros episode for you guys next week. Hopefully Daniel can sail back to Los Angeles.
We've lost Daniel to the storm. Can he free himself from the clouds?
We can make it back to our apartment and record one last episode in our apartment.
Yes, in the future, Daniel episodes will happen here in my apartment.
Yeah, or at his.
Oh, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
But the equipment is here. I mean, I can take it.
I bring it home when I record with Daniel in the first place.
Want to build a podcast studio.
Yeah, if we had any room to do that, that would be fantastic.
I know, there's so many dreams.
We're having a hard time fitting my shit in this place.
Well, not really. I mean, your shit from this morning.
Hey. Now, but anyway, all right. Thanks for listening. I hope you guys have a happy holiday if you celebrate Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't, a happy everyone else's holiday.
Yeah, happy December 25th.
Truly, like, you can have a great Christmas without being Christian. I do it every year.
Hell yeah. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye. I mean, good night. Hey, you win some, you poop some.
Yeah.